two, take two.
You doesn't do anything?
No, it's a, sorry, Carl.
Any thug can kill. I want you to take your ego out of the equation.
And I don't want any third-rate rent-a-thug who couldn't cut it as a cop from Chicago bringing him to L.A. on some bullshit local charge.
Hippies and yippies alike fill the streets, waging a war of peace against Mayor Daley's thugs.
Mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits.
But Bud White is a valuable officer.
White's a mindless thug.
Oh, hell yeah, they got robbers, thugs, drug dealers, right, you name it.
Thug
life. Did you fucking apologize? What's the matter with you?
Listen, thug means never having to say you're sorry.
Arthur, the time has come to set aside childish things.
The film you are about to see today is an homage to the No Reason.
You dare threaten me, Thor, with so puny a weapon?
Listen to me very carefully, my friend. Killing will not bring you peace.
Peace was never an option.
Do you know, Jane Eyre, where the wicked go after death?
They go to hell.
And what is hell?
Coming soon to a cinema near you.
I forgot what it was that I saw recently, but there was a reference to the Jimmy Legs in it.
That's in Seinfeld.
Mm.
Well, that's a reference in Seinfeld.
Yeah, but it was on something else.
Got the Jimmy Legs. I also saw a documentary about how people got Jimmy Legs.
Oh, speaking of documentary.
Entire documentary. It was called James Leg.
And just a picture of me.
Yes.
I now have a new favorite documentary. Not absolute favorite, but... I wrote about it on the Facebook. Have you heard of this yet?
Yeah,
the
Facebook.
It's all the kids are talking about it. I'm going to make a bold prediction here. It's going places.
It's got legs.
It's got legs.
Not
baby.
Jimmy legs.
Not Jimmy legs.
But
it's
legs.
Got Jimmy
still
legs.
Still working. I'm moving the quarter out.
Right on you. Yeah, we're good. But you know,
high tech equipment here.
You know how that shit rolls. Fathead. It's a guy watched Super Size Me and said this shit doesn't add up.
Yes, I've seen this.
It's
actually
good.
No, it's very good.
And I mean, granted,
it's skewed towards more of the you know, low carb thing.
Yeah.
But
And
when he goes off about the whole evolution of how human beings only ate this much stuff and we only ate protein and didn't have grains and didn't have corn.
Right.
Yeah, we also didn't live past 30.
Yeah.
But
the fact that he actually provides that pesky little science
but
thing
yeah,
throughout
science
it,
is getting in the way, especially when you get the whole yeah, you know why you're eating so much corn? It's cheap, and
yep.
They make money off you.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, and when the one doctor, the guy said, yeah, I looked at a thing, a feed, and, hold on. There it is.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't think it was that funny, really. All,
yeah.
All I said was corn.
Corn. I looked at a bag of feed, and I realized that the diet that they use to fatten up pigs and cows is exactly the same as the federal government recommends for people. Well, mine.
Yeah.
Isn't that telling? But,
that's why I had the beans.
Yeah. There's a lot of science in it where it's, you know, no, we need fat. Animal fat is not bad for us. Animal fat is really good for us. It's what our cells are made up of. It's what our fucking brain is made up of. And it really puts the bullshit to a lot of the supersize me stuff. When he wakes up, you know, I'm on my third day of this diet and I feel great. Yeah, if I was having chest pains, I wouldn't set up a microphone and put the camera. Oh my god, my heart's palpitating. Can I fit the tripod in here? Oh my god, I'm short of breath. Is there enough light to film it? And how he showed it's next to impossible to eat 5,000 calories a day out of McDonald's without doubling up on everything all every time. And Spurlock hasn't exactly made his food diary available at all. I called him 5 times. Nope.
Nothing.
It's fascinating because it does put the science to a lot of it where it's like, yeah, we've got, you know, heart disease didn't become a huge problem until we started doing this and this. And, you know, there is no correlation. There's no proven positive correlation between heart disease and cholesterol. No, there's nothing that proves that. We just believe it. It's amazing. I loved it. And
nutrition is like a lot of things in this country, like politics.
Yeah.
Also much parrot talk.
Yes. But they did happen to find the douchiest looking picture of Morgan Spurlock available. Like, seriously, the only way it could have been worse is if he had a beret on. Other than that, it was dead set. But I digress for a second here because I think I owe you a thanks. I think I owe you a big thanks.
Maybe.
Because I'm under the impression, yes, I'm pointing at Clarkson right now. By the way, welcome to the Film Thugs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I owe you a big thanks, Clarkson, because I think someone, the only explanation for what's happened recently is someone, I'm not naming names, but I'm thinking it's you, made a call out to California and told a certain celebrity that he had never given me a birthday or a Christmas present, and Mr. Sheen has decided to make up for all of that in 2 weeks.
Winning.
Duh. We have to talk about this a little bit right now. Is there ever... I stand by it. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Seeing this shit that's happening to Charlie Sheen, it is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Yes.
It's glorious.
No hyperbole needed.
Mm-mm. Because it... Holy shit. How else to describe it other than... What? Oh my god. And what I told my students is, you are seeing junkie logic at its finest. You're judging me and you shouldn't, and you have to understand my life. And no, I don't, dude. You're banging 7-ounce rocks. You need help.
Gram.
7-gram rocks. Ounce. A 7-ounce rock. Holy hell.
Yeah. Then you do have tiger blood. If that's the case.
And Adonis DNA.
Because yeah.
Apparently tiger blood is synonymous with baffling stupidity and ego, while Adonis DNA just means schizophrenia.
So, tigers, that's what it was back in the day. I didn't realize. By that logic, have tiger's blood.
Nice.
I went through all that and I survived.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, did you cure it with your brain?
Yeah.
Okay. Then yes, you did.
I did. I didn't go to a program.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You need to get...
Charlie Sheen's right. You're full of shit, Jim.
You are. Are you going to go join the wedge?
I am.
It's not a triangle. It's a wedge.
No. Never mind. Oh, come on. That back.
That's the nastiest...
That daddy broad?
Yeah.
I don't know about that
I
one.
Just love when they have the Brie Olsen audio clip of her trying to get the tape back on Bubba. What did they have you on tape doing? I know what you do for a living. So
having sex with Bubba.
Okay. Really?
No.
No. Because I was going to say, what? Given what you admittedly do for a living... What could they catch
what
you on?
What shamed you?
Yeah, what? Yeah, what did they catch you doing on film that you were like? I
maybe
don't,
maybe it's the reverse thing, like Nikki Sixx said about Motley Crue. You know, someone catches them drinking a glass of milk. Maybe that's what she's doing. Maybe she's reading the Bible.
Yeah, maybe it's her playing chess and reading Hamlet. And she has
a library card.
This can't get out there. There are kids who might see this. Yeah, whatever, ever will they think? God damn. No, I have never been more... I hate celebrity gossip entirely.
Yeah.
I love what's going on right now.
It's amazing.
It's fascinating. Just, my friend Ben's girlfriend works at a bakery, and she sent him a text today saying somebody came in and requested a dozen Charlie Sheen-themed cupcakes. Thoughts? Question mark. And I said, send back 2 words. Text back, duh. Winning.
Yeah.
I'm not...
Something big could have knocked this off the news.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
Big. Like,
Vatican
stamp eats a 5-year-old.
Yeah, Vatican sorcerer assassins have to do something.
Right.
No, seriously, that won't even do it. But we've got civil war happening in one place, sit-ins over shit happening somewhere else, but what's everyone talking about, Charlie?
Well, wait a minute. By a certain small market conspiracy theory talk show host, let's call it Logic.
Yes.
Would all this Charlie Sheen nonsense just be a giant distraction from what's really going on?
I think
and
it
if
is.
So, and he's commenting on it on
The View.
The View.
We now live in a world where we can say, did you see Alex Jones on The View talking about Charlie Sheen?
Yes. Doesn't that mean that Alex is part of this cover-up? Doesn't it?
You mean, say, he's working with the globalists?
Yeah, working with the globalists.
Trying to get the black helicopters to come out with
a memo. George Bush is a Satanist! I have it on tape! I didn't make that up, by the way.
Bohemian Grove.
Yep.
God damn. I can't wait to see how the soup reacts to him being on there. Because you know that The View had no idea what they were getting into.
No.
The only thing that he pushed that I was a huge fan of was that he had this... Before Y2K, he had this survivalist store as a sponsor. And apparently they sold solar-powered Foreman grills. I just took a sip of water to let that sink in. Solar-powered Foreman grills. Oh. Because sometimes you don't have an electrical outlet, but still want a kind of wedge-shaped steak.
You do.
I would like my sandwich to look like a doorstop. However, could this be attained? Oh, man.
So you'd want to use solar power for your grill.
For your grill. Well, no, that's what would happen after the world collapsed on Y2K.
You wouldn't use
remember?
Fire, right, Alex?
No.
Because fire's free, bitch!
You can make all of it you want.
You don't can't charge for that. Good work if you can get it, right, AJ?
But it was the same people, that was at the same time when he was pushing, you know, we sell tomato seeds that don't have rat DNA in them. Well, none of them do. when I point that out, Hope's like, well, no, they have that. No, that's not possible. That's not possible. We share 98% of our genetic information with chimpanzees, and a human and a chimp can't have a baby. You can't mix those cells. You can't go cross kingdom. You can't go cross kingdom. You can analyze what makes them so resistant, and that's about it.
The thing to do, and this would be great if we had cameras, we'd set up a thing where we hang outside of his door with our bags packed.
Yeah.
And just hang out there for 3 days, like if you're going to study Buddhism.
Yeah.
And stay there for 3 days. Either you get to go inside and we make money with him, or we just, when he comes out, what are you doing? We're leaving when you do.
Yeah. We're leaving when you do, bro.
I'm going down with the ship! Oh.
Oh, well, all right. Oh, did I ever tell you that? You know how.
So anyway, for people who don't know who Alex Jones is, he started here in Central Texas, and we know a lot about him.
A whole lot. I remember watching him when he was on Access, and it was just him with a table and shit that he printed off the internet.
I remember when he was just a dude with a girlfriend who said, "I think this is kind of wrong. What do you guys think? I don't really know. It's kind of weird, huh? I mean, I don't really have the answer, but it seems kind of strange." Back when he was level headed,
yes.
And then someone said, "You know."
Crazy, so
you could make some money with this,
baby.
And he said, "Baby,
baby." You know how the comment I made about us having like 98% same DNA as chimpanzees. I had an anthropology professor who put this the best. He's like, there are like four different strands. Yeah, it. I'm not saying it proves evolution. We share 65% of our DNA with a dandelion.
Right,
like. That's just
we made of the same stuff.
Yeah, it's proteins and carbon.
Yeah,
but
and magic.
Yeah, speaking of proteins and carbon
and magic,
yes, we are going to be doing a thing on what do we call this one?
Future thugs.
Future thugs. We're going to take a look
at 2000
in the year 2000. I was shocked looking through this list. We are looking at the upcoming stuff and talking about what is exciting and what our thought and, you know, all that. What our thoughts on the shit that's
coming. Yeah, and I did a lot of research.
Wow.
And by a lot of research, I mean some.
Yeah. Yes. I've heard some stuff off too, and I'm shocked to say that there are not many things that I'm genuinely looking forward to seeing.
And fear not, gentle listener. I'm not going to go into a list where I just start rattling off things like the Halloween episode. This is a horror movie. This is a horror movie. This is a horror movie. This all sucks. This is good.
This one's not good. This is less than good.
Right.
And so we can talk through some of these things that are coming out and see what looks good and what doesn't. And I'm not going to lie, there's not a whole lot of shit that I'm really...
To May of 2013.
Dark Tower and Iron Man 3.
Ah, great.
Shane Black's Iron Man 3.
That's right, Shane Black's Iron Man 3.
I just made you happy.
The subtitle, this one will be good.
We hope. Fingers crossed.
First one was good.
First one was very good.
Second one?
I haven't seen it. Won't until it's on streaming. And even then, probably not for another month or two. Yeah, I ruined shit. Sorry.
Hey.
I've got a list of... See, the problem I have is that I've become kind of jaded. Where, like, I've been burned by previews so many times. The only preview I can think of in the last couple of years that got me excited, genuinely excited, was for The Social Network.
Sure.
That was just amazing. But other than that, which is why... I don't know. Cowboys and Aliens. I'm just going to say that up front. Cowboys and Aliens. It might be the best thing ever, but God, that
maybe.
Name. But I don't think it will.
It's
a Favreau film. And Favreau has third act issues.
Yes.
And it's... What I push with my my creative writing class, and we've been going over this shit a lot, is scenario versus story.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys versus Aliens look like there's a great scenario there. But where's the story? Where's the risk and reward? Yes, I know there's an inherent risk of these aliens shootin' things, but...
Yeah, I think they tried to get off the hook with that with Harrison Ford as after Daniel Craig's character initially, and then they have to team up to fight the bigger threat. But they also do that in episodes of G.I. Joe.
Wow.
It's a classic... Classic, you know.
Yeah.
Serviceable tool.
Exactly.
Greater evil's here. We have to put our differences aside and fight it.
Right.
That doesn't seem enough to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, scenario, not story.
Right. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, they don't think that's a scenario. No, they think that's the story. Is what I'm trying to say. And it has Harrison Ford, right? Yeah. Right. Geeks, come on.
When was the last time Harrison Ford made a?
They're geek fishing.
Let me make the question easier. When was the last time Harrison Ford made a good movie?
BK-2517, The Widowmaker, 72.
BK-2518. Is that a value menu order at Burger King?
Have it your way.
I'll have the 7922. That's a Harrison Ford
special.
It's
a Burger King prequel, the origin story.
It's bacon-wrapped French fries. I don't know why I said that, because I don't think Harrison Ford would eat that.
No, and the fry would get soggy.
Yeah, it would. I kind of died on that one there.
Anyway, yeah, Cowboys and Aliens.
Because I looked down at the next one I have on my list, because I pulled a bunch of stuff. I compiled from different lists.
Right.
What's your feelings towards Thor?
Interesting you should ask me that. I was watching the second... trailer when you knocked earlier today, and it looks awful.
That is kind of what I was picking up. It has Rene Russo in it, which I'm fine with, but...
Sure. I love Natalie Portman.
What the fuck convinced them to go for Kenneth Branagh on this is what I don't get.
What I don't get is you could have all those elements, but if a guy... And why they think that... Okay, this parallel universe of Asgard, everyone's British.
Whatever.
Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah. Of course.
British means generic foreign.
Right. But if you can't do it, you sound like Kevin Costner in Robin Hood. So, don't.
Is that the guy who's
the long term trailer? You actually hear him pull out a full sentence where
he's
there in this giant, you know, Nordic, or their idea of Nordic knotwork on the ground, and they all scratch their head and go, I wonder what happened. And Natalie Portman and some broad run into him, and he says, you dare touch me, Thor? And then hits him with a taser and knocks him out, because he's lost his power, see? It could be absolutely hilarious.
Right.
But, you know, maybe the stuff on Earth would be good. But Asgard looks like a plastic nightmare.
Right.
But it looks like a plastic nightmare in a comic, so...
Yeah, yeah. Well, what would be great is if they actually went with the Nordic accent. You dare touch me.
I want that.
That would be great. Excuse me, I'm a Thor. And then... Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum,
abort, bort, bort.
Bork, bork, bork. Make the popcorn.
Jesus.
He should be speaking Icelandic with subtitles.
Yeah. And then, but is there, if the preview had used, okay, the Iron Man preview used Iron Man. Beautiful. Uh-huh. If this trailer had used the Immigrant Song.
Yeah.
Boom, ba da 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 da. Boom, ba da 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 da.
Yes.
Yeah.
We know Amon Amarth's not going to do it. Sorry, guys. For those out there, man rules. But. Yeah, yeah, exactly. They should have used it.
It looks embarrassing.
I mean, it could be cool.
Uh-huh.
It could be.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it's not going to be. Not with that voice. No, 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 no.
You know what is going to be?
And Heimdall ain't from Atlanta. Wow.
You know what will be good, though?
Hmm.
January Jones's costumes in X-Men First Class.
Yes.
The rest of that movie, I really don't know about. I really, really don't. I kind of like Fassbender and McAvoy in their respectives.
I love Fassbender. Yeah. I wanted him to be Green Lantern.
Oh, wow. That would have been cool.
Yeah. Now you're fucked.
Yeah. Although, I don't have a problem with Ryan Reynolds.
No, no.
I don't. And sure, I think it'll be interesting as Hal Jordan, because I think he can pull off the kind of, I don't know if that's me, but that's what makes it you. Although, going with that Peter Sarsgaard as Sinestro...
Is he Sinestro?
I think so.
Oh.
Purple guy with the big head?
No, that's not Sinestro.
Who is
Sinestro
that?
Is the one in the yellow outfit with pointed ears.
Okay.
He has a regular size. Well, he has a slightly bigger head.
Who's the guy with the kind of red, giant red fucking skull? Not red skull, of course, but something looks like...
Oh, then again, I could be wrong. I'm not much of a Green Lantern
mark. I think it is.
Is Sinestro. He Sinestro? Because yeah. Sinestro's head's something big.
You know who Sinestro should be? Jackie Earl Healy.
I thought Mark Strong is Sinestro.
I don't even know. I don't know. It might be Mark Strong.
I think Starsguard is another bad guy. Like, they're doubling up the villains to begin with.
It is Mark Strong. And it does have Blake Lively in it, who, I don't care how hard she tries, she's still going to look sleazy. And sleazy and, like, kind of a way that you want her to be hotter, because she's really hot, but kind of totally has a... former porn star working at a truck stop vibe to her at the same time.
Winning.
Duh. That is not bipolar. That's by winning right
yeah,
there.
That's by winning.
But no, she just... There's a sleaze to her that turns me off a little bit.
Apparently didn't turn off Ryan. He went straight for that.
Yeah.
You know, and kicked Charlotte to the curb.
Like a skank. Like a skank-seeking missile.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, right.
But let's jump back to the X-Men First Class. It's got the kid from About a Boy playing Beast.
Yeah.
Which, interesting choice.
Did it seem to me that they're really classing up this prequel?
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing the same thing with Wolverine, like Aronofsky's doing.
Yeah.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
So we're going to see a lot of...
Didn't that seem like you're kind of picking on the kid before you?
Well, it all I know is it's going to be a lot of shots of the back of Wolverine as he's walking somewhere.
I'm going to put money down. On Aronofsky, he won't have him walk away from an explosion.
No, he won't. No.
He won't happen.
It will be the best comic book movie ever made just because of the
Aronofsky-ness
of it. But I don't know. Seriously, all I see in that poster is January Jones in that outfit, and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. Not enough to make me really want to see it. I'm okay with the idea of it because, you know, me with backstory, I love that shit, but I just don't know if I've got a whole lot of faith in
it. I don't care.
Yeah.
It'll be a whole lot better than it needs to be.
Yeah. Yes.
Probably. Because of perform, or maybe it'll just be a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah.
With a terrible script and good actors.
Yeah. Yeah. Matthew Vaughn. Drake. Veronica Vaughn is one.
Matthew Vaughn.
And I should be able to, I'm going to look it up. I should be able to say what he's done before, but for some reason I can't. Matthew Vaughn. I'm glad. Oh, one thing I'm going to say, sort of on an aside here, I'm glad that there aren't as many movies using the "from the visionary director" tag anymore. There are some that do, but not as many as I saw for a while. You know,
right?
It was like, as opposed to every other director, just you know, I don't really have a vision at all. I'm just kind of here. X-Men: Last Stands. Damn it! I love how the fuck does searching X-Men bring up fucking Mad Men and A Few Good Men, but not X-Men First Class? First Class, really? Hold on. So,
Matthew Vaughn, what do you, the people at home, think?
He directed Kick-Ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. I can get behind that, which I like that movie. Wasn't as good as the comic by any stretch, but have you seen it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What did you hate about it?
I didn't hate it. I didn't anything about it. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, see, no harm, no foul.
My problem was I'd read it, so I had a little more expectation. Chloe Moretz was the shit in that. I loved Chloe Moretz in that, but the rest,
from a performance standpoint, yeah. Like, hey, good job on what you did with what you had.
Yeah.
Other than that, wasn't my cup of tea.
But yeah, First Class, but you know what? I have a feeling it's going to be as good or better than Sherlock Holmes' Game of Shadows.
Maybe.
All that I know is Jared Harris and Noomi Rapace, who was in Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the originals, is in it. I don't have much opinion about it other than that. Other than it's coming out in December. I know that much.
They're doing the same thing with the new Superman, which is smart.
Yeah.
They're not putting it in the summer.
Well, goddamn, how many times does Jim Cameron have to make $1 billion opening something in December before people pay attention?
Exactly. And since we're talking about best superhero ever, they've already cast him.
Yeah.
And they've cast his mom and pa.
Who's playing the dad?
Kevin Costner.
Not bad. And I'm in favor of anything that puts Diane Lane in front of the camera.
Exactly right.
Anything.
So there's a good chance dad won't die.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but they might put that in there because that has become so accepted as part of our
myth.
Yeah.
That's what Brian Singer thought.
Yeah.
Well, but there's five different Superman comics, and then at least more than half of them, Pops is still there.
But think about what you know, Joe Popcorn knows. Average person
fuck Joe Popcorn. Yeah. Look, learn, motherfucker.
Because that's who they can.
Not with that. I mean, I could understand anything else of Joe Popcorn, but the people, the non-Superman fans are just walking, talking marks out there. They're not going to. Hey!
Yeah.
Superman's dad is always dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It'd be something if it were something more canon or something more iconic in the film.
Right.
Wise, but not that.
Okay. Like if they made him have a kid. Donna
was trying to be fucking provocative.
Yeah.
And it was sponsored by Marlboro, so fucking Lois Lane smoked.
Of course.
And they did the same thing in Singer.
Yeah.
Singer's verse, like, oh, she smokes. She has to smoke. Because Donna smoked.
Yeah.
Donna's broke smoked. And he has to do that because Donna did that.
Well, hopefully they'll do something different because it's Zack Snyder, right? It's a guy who did the visionary director of 300 and Watchmen.
Mm.
Which, I'll be honest, though I'm not a huge fan of the Watchmen film, I think that I don't think you could have made that into a feature better.
No.
I don't think you could have. I mean, and that's not saying it's great. I'm saying that it's goddamn unadaptable. You could do it as a 10-hour miniseries.
And done to the exact specs of that comic.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything would have been in 80s pastels.
Yeah.
And completely dark.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, he had to change something. I didn't particularly like the end either.
Yeah.
But it's a miracle that thing's any good at all.
Mm-hmm.
A fucking miracle.
And I put that as having the best credit sequence I've seen.
Yeah.
In it. That was just amazing how it was done. So, yeah, the Superman will be interesting. I mean, hopefully, I wish Nolan was still helming the production side of that, but he stepped down to work on Batman. The Dark Knight Returns with everyone.
Yes.
Because that's what I'm calling it. Dark Knight Returns. Everyone.
And supposedly, spoiler alert, he's not going to fight Catwoman. They're going to team up to take on Ra's daughter.
You know what that's called?
Winning.
Winning.
Duh.
Then I see, the only thing that's coming out anytime soon is Super 8.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea if it's going to be good or not, but it looks like it's going to at least be different.
All I know is that he better cut a check to the fucking state.
Really? For
the killer camera?
Oh!
It kills in low light. It kills in bright light. But Young Drifter.
If you've never seen MTV's The State, it's on Netflix instant. You've got to find it. Super 8 is about a Super 8 video camera that's killing people. I thought you meant the state, like federal government.
No.
I was like, what?
No, the state, yeah. The show.
And there's a guy who comes in to warn everyone. He's like, it can kill in high light. It can kill in low light. And the sheriff just goes, but what can we do, Young Drifter?
Young Drifter, I'm cranky.
Oh, this.
Yeah. Yeah. So cut him a check.
Yep.
Abrams.
Now, there are two movies that I want. Well,
they're not doing a taco movie.
You're not going to eat that crab. These might be the best tacos I've ever had in my life.
But that's greatest American skit ever written.
Yeah. If I want tacos, I could just go down to Taco Land.
You're not going to eat that crab, are you? I'm going to take a step back because I don't think you know what you're saying.
I'm going to step because I don't think you're. I'm hearing is you don't like the tacos. I love the tacos. I'm going to go. Part of me just died inside.
It disappears.
All I know is that's the longest conversation I've ever had. I have a hard time fitting both the mail and the tacos.
Let me tell you the truth. This bag wasn't designed to carry tacos.
Oh, I get what you're saying is the importance of your mail.
Yes, yes.
We have just... Well, all right. Someone might still be with us at this point. Green Lantern, I don't know shit about Green Lantern other than...
Here's the thing. Yeah. I don't know enough about it to mark out one way or the other.
Right.
So I'll probably have a great time.
That sounds good. Sounds good. Scream 4. All that I know is Courtney Cox is in it. And have you seen pictures of Courtney Cox in a bikini recently? Because yeah. She looks fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently she lost about 140 pounds of Arquette. And that really... trimmed her down, and you weren't expecting that.
Yeah, man, that's right. You little chiggle. He may sit in for an entire week.
Yes.
The Stern. An entire week.
They brought in the midget for that whole week. Oh, that guy. I wanted to fucking murder him after 5 minutes driving.
That's a midget, but Arquette. Oh, if they brought the midget in for a week, I'm going to New York.
Yeah. Yeah. I have two in a row here that I found that I think are both going to piss you off in a very similar way. What's your vibe on The Thing?
The John Carpenter thing?
No, yeah, the one that they're doing that. It's being directed by Matthias Hingeliner Jr.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're doing it's either a prequel or a sequel to it.
Oh yeah, I heard they hadn't really made up their mind. I think it's a prequel or
it's not gonna be fucking tap dancey CGI nightmare, and it's not gonna be good, is I think the word you're looking for.
Yes. Not gonna be good at all.
Yeah.
So there. Yeah.
How about Marcus Nespil directing Conan the Barbarian?
I want to string him up by the balls because that looks like a fucking nightmare. It's not going to rape my childhood.
No.
Or any of that shit. I'm not going to have a breakdown and burn all my fucking Conan stuff. But
it's going to be...
It's highly annoying. And if it's not good, I'll be awfully put out.
I will be awfully put out by this. It's...
My nose would be out of joint.
Oh, good God. I haven't seen anything about it other than the motion pit poster that they have online, which is some guy standing on top of a...
They have a motion poster?
Yeah. But it just all it means is that there's a dude standing in it looks like a Man of War cover. So a guy in fur standing on top of a mountain of skulls, looking down, holding a sword as this red sky moves behind him. That's it. It's not gonna be any damn good.
Nope.
But what does hold promise to me, but I don't think it'll be good, but it holds promise, is a movie with a bunch of guys who'd rather work with a rapist than a racist, and that is The Hangover 2. Yeah. Yes, we would rather work with Mike Tyson, who, hey, I'm not going to say anything bad about Mike, but he is a convicted rapist.
Yeah.
But Mel Gibson says some really stupid shit, and let me back up here. Mel Gibson said some stupid shit.
Yes, he did.
And that's not something that I'm glossing over, but
I am
fucking crazy, and he said crazy stuff. And people got surprised. So I think it's more our problem than his.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. When the crazy man brings the crazy, you kind of have to say, well, I did tell him it was crazy. A potluck, BYOC. And he showed up with an extra bucket of crazy right. for everyone.
Brought ambrosia salad to the crazy.
Does anyone actually like ambrosia salad?
No.
Why does everyone goddamn make it?
No.
All it is what? It's Jello made with whipped cream.
Kale and marshmallows.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Sometimes nuts.
Nuts. I like the concept of The Hangover in that let's make a comedy directed at adults entirely. We're not aiming it for kids. This is for grown-ups. I like that. That's why it was successful, is because adults were able to go, okay, finally, a genuinely funny movie that uses curses and adult material but right. isn't over the top with it. It's just sort of an extreme example of everything. Great. I have a feeling that they're going to just try and ratchet it up with this one, and I don't know. I mean, it could be great. It could not.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It took me forever to see the original Hangover. To its detriment for me, because, you know, I had a fucking 2 months of people going, oh, my God, the funniest thing ever. Ever! The funniest thing ever! And I got to it, and it's, oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Not ever, but pretty funny.
See, that's why you just got to learn to block that shit out.
I can't. It just penetrates.
What's weird is I saw it, and I was like, that was pretty damn funny. I enjoyed that. All right, I'm going to watch this again at some point. They gave out rings at the Holocaust? Come on,
there
man.
Were Skittles in there. I didn't hate it at all.
There were Skittles in there.
Yeah.
My lone wolf pack. Captain America. Yeah,
I liked there was an article on Yahoo about Joe Johnson coming out and saying why he prefers Captain America over a certain Man of Steel. Because you're directing Captain America movie?
Yeah, that might enter into it.
Because you're making a period piece, and you've done this before with a Rocketeer, and you're just kind of going, we don't take the Rocketeer out and put in Cappy. Go. Is that why, Jojo? Hmm?
I'm going through all the ones that I found that I don't really have much of an opinion towards right now.
Right.
I know nothing about The Adventures of Tintin. And I'm not going to say Tong Tong. Oh,
no. No.
It's a little Cupid doll boy with a puppy, right?
Yep.
And they travel around the world solving mysteries?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he thinks it's going to really...
It'll probably go over, like, gangbusters in France.
Right.
But here it'll go over, like, Tintin.
Right.
And there's a reason that Tintin
didn't
never,
catch on, yeah.
Has never
Mouse happened. Is a brilliant comic. Don't make the movie.
Yeah. Yeah? Good call.
If they do, though, you know.
Oh.
Awards out the ass.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
That is, like, definition
so
of
So, actually, do make Mouse. Go ahead.
Yeah. Why not?
You'll love it.
I've also got a handful of things that I actually am kind of excited about.
Are you excited about the Beaver?
Yes.
Because I am.
That's on mine. With Jodie Foster directing, Mel Gibson's in it. Now, the thing about Mel, here's the thing, and I'm not defending him. I'm going to explain some shit people may not know about Mel. His father, Alex Jones, who we talked about, has had Hutton Gibson, Mel's father, on his show multiple times. And Hutton Gibson... is one of those Holocaust deniers. So he's got kind of the extra batshit going for him.
Yeah, a little bit of the revisionist thing going
on. Yeah. And that's one of those things, like, I don't even know how to, like, Holocaust deniers, to me, it's like somebody saying, there's no moon. But it's like, no, there's no moon. But, right. but it's outright, no.
Right.
They're like people who, they're worse than people who think we faked the moon landing. Why would
Pretty
we
much.
Do that? But that aside, I haven't
Does
seen...
Does he straight up deny it?
I think so. Well, he might be one of those... that like 200 people were killed on a weekend.
I'm trying to split hairs here. But yeah, I mean, there's
people
there are people out there saying it didn't happen, and other people say it wasn't quite that many or qualifiers. But Holocaust qualifier doesn't have the same punch.
Yeah, and...
Doesn't get that SPLC on your ass
yeah, it really
if you're
does.
A qualifier.
But he... I don't know. He's just crazy. That's all I know is he's crazy. And
a boxman, that's not going to come after you if you're a qualifier. Will you, ape? Maybe you will. But now we're on the list.
Well, the problem, though, with the Beaver is he kind of... kind of fucked up at the wrong time for this one. And also, this is what happens when you marry a Russian.
Yeah.
Those tapes of him, wow. It's why you never do anything in any medium that could be caught and put out publicly ever at all anymore, at all.
Don't do anything.
Uh-huh.
Basically.
Yes. Yes. Because, boy, Alec Baldwin and Christian Bale will tell you. Oh,
good for you. Winning.
Winning. Duh. It's one that it seems like it could be an interesting plot, but man, they are never. Gibson is too damaged a property at this point.
That's one of those movies that's going to have 20 solid minutes of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to have to put them all back together again and
right.
make everything all right.
Yeah.
Rather than him just being batshit crazy with a beaver puppet.
Right.
Which is what I want to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, though, with Gibson. I think that even if the American public forgets and says, I don't care, I don't think Hollywood's going to... I think Hollywood's idea is he's too far gone right now.
Yeah.
There's nothing can be done for this young man.
No.
He's just...
He could resurrect Dachau. Anyway. Yeah.
Wasn't enough. Yeah. Yeah. He could. Yeah, that's right.
We didn't get lunch?
No. He's so far over. It's... Yeah. But it looks interesting.
The people that died in Dachau, not the
camp.
So
that would be. I was sitting there thinking, like, what are you putting out?
And then,
oh my!
Get out of Palestine!
Oh, wow! Welcome back to the show, Miss Thomas.
Exactly. Good call.
Thank you. Yeah, he's gone too far, way too far.
Yeah.
I'm somewhat curious about what Moneyball is going to be. Because Moneyball was based off this book.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, The Art of Winning an Unfair Game. Yeah. It's got Brad Pitt, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Robin Wright, and Jonah Hill in it. I don't know how they're going to be able to. I have no idea how they're going to be able to find a plot out of this one. But, I mean, hell, they made a Freakonomics movie. It wasn't very good.
Won't Jonah Hill widen his eyes and do... shoulder shrug?
Probably.
Right.
He's a fat asshole. Yeah, Moneyball, interesting concept.
There's a movie coming out, Whimsy Alert. I like to be out there and warn people of Whimsy.
Right.
Because it's fucking insidious and it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And it'll come and get you.
Yes.
And kill you and your children. Suck the breath out of you like a cat on a baby. You're gone. Whimsy. Whimsy. Whimsy Alert. Happy, thank you, more, please. Limited release later this month, I believe.
Yeah.
Josh
Randor, who...
Watch out.
I have a feeling it's going to have what I call Garden State-itis.
Yeah, watch out.
Where certain people are going to watch it the first time and be like, oh, my God.
Watch it.
Yeah.
There's another movie called Peep World that's coming out in a few months. With that. Sarah Silverman and some other
people. Is it about marshmallow peeps?
No.
Wait, no, Peep World. I've seen it.
Oh,
I saw it at Austin Film Fest.
Okay.
I was like, that sounds so fucking familiar.
Is this a broken dick version of Royal Tenenbaums, but not funny?
No.
Okay, good.
It's got a Tenenbaum vibe, but imagine Tenenbaums if Royal was unlikable and irredeemably bad. Like, just... Fuck that guy. Like, there's nothing. That's right. More what it's like. And it doesn't so much focus on him as it does on the kids. It's funny-ish. Right. It's funny at times. It's kind of clever. Parts of it kind of ramble without having much direction.
Hmm.
But I thought it was very good.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was very good. Not great, but good. And it's not a whimsy thing. No, it's the family that the Tenenbaums would look at and go, you guys are fucked up.
I see.
Yeah. That's kind of what it is, and it's not as stylized as Tenenbaum.
Yeah, no, it looked pretty straight.
Yeah, and it's not bad at all. Yeah, the father is like the worst human being ever.
Right.
Oh, God, he's terrible.
There's a movie. I think it's a smaller budget thing called White Irish Drinkers. Apparently, it's a documentary on us.
Yeah. Wow. What do we know about it?
It's a movie essentially about brothers in the 70s that. Get right. together and try to pull off a heist, and it goes wrong. Blah blah blah. Because you know we're all criminals.
Yeah.
that can't get it done.
Yeah. Apparently.
Thank you, Ben Affleck, for redeeming us that that fact of the town.
Mm-hmm.
See, we can rob banks too.
Yeah, and we're pretty good at it.
Mm-hmm. You jerk off.
Speaking
of Irish, there's another one called Kill the Irishman, which...
I heard about that, but I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, hope to God it's cool, but you just don't know when someone says, yeah, give me all these guys and put Ray Stevenson as the main guy. I like Ray Stevenson.
So do I.
A lot.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I just don't know about this one.
Yeah. Who knows? Who fucking knows?
Anyway.
Have you seen the ads for Hannah?
And her sisters?
No. Hannah it's a little girl who was raised basically and trained to be an assassin her whole life by her father, but it's Eric Bana. And she gets separated from him and forced to survive. She basically, it's like a 13-year-old girl who's been realistically trained to be an assassin and gets put in a situation where she fucking goes off.
Ah!
It looks awesome.
Cool.
It looks really good. Yeah, we'll look up a preview for it a little bit later, because I think you'll dig it. I have a lot of hope for that. You know what I don't have much hope for? Because I've only seen a picture of it, and I know the kind of an idea. Real Steel.
With
boxing robots.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just call it Rock'em Sock'em? Because it's boxing robots.
I would think.
But
they would just call it Rock'em Sock'em, and you'd get more people in the door.
Yeah, yeah.
Real Steel makes it sound like
a sequel to Shaquille O'Neal's landmark movie, Steel?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it.
It's awesome.
I need to. I know. Yeah. I know.
Awesome.
I've heard about it. You had that receipt with a late charge for it on your fridge for how long?
Yeah, from Hollywood Video. I had it for like 2 years. Not the receipt, not the video. Oh, my.
Yes.
Yeah, oh my.
So, we've got wonderful robots just fight one another. It's glorious. It's just brilliant.
But speaking of wacky stuff like Real Steel, there's a movie coming out called Rubber.
Yeah, about the tire.
About the tire.
That is at the intersection of retarded and fantastic.
Yeah.
It can really go either
way.
Retardatastic lane. It's
fantastic.
It's like, I really liked Wrist Cutters, A Love Story, but I could see where it went off the rails with a lot of people.
Right.
Really wacky. And this is pretty wacky, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, hopefully, it just...
Yeah.
Follows through.
It looks... I haven't seen a preview for it. I just know that it exists, and it's about a tire falls in love with someone.
Yeah, but it's it's distributed, the production company's Magnet, so it's real small,
budget. Yeah,
you know, a visionary director that brought you something that I've never seen.
Brought you a thing about things.
Right. So it looks like it could be really awesome if it's only like an hour and 20 minutes.
Uh-huh. So have you heard anything about Hugo Cabaret?
Yeah, the Scorsese picture, yes.
Uh-huh. You know it's 3D? Yep.
Yep.
No. You've done it twice in a row, Marty. I had no desire to see Shutter Island, and this could be great. I don't know. But fucking 3D, Marty, come on. Did he tell the people at the studio that he's Martin Scorsese?
I think they didn't return his call. Is it shot in 3D?
What I found is his first foray into the 3D world.
I don't
know. See, the thing is, that alone's not enough to disqualify it for me.
No.
It's enough to upset me because it's a studio saying Martin Scorsese's not enough. We have to throw in a gimmick because our audience is nothing but kitty cats watching television.
Mm.
That's the new analogy I'm using for 3D, is you're a kitty cat watching television.
Right. Right.
I don't know, man. It's...
No?
Stupid. But the story looks great. You know, the kid living in the train station. Something about robots and trying to solve something out of debt. Yeah, it could be cool, but 3D just...
What do you think about Battle of Los Angeles?
I don't.
Yeah.
It sort of seems to me like they're really reaching for kind of a... District 9 meets Aliens, but with a heart in the right place. Right. And a little sex thrown in.
And a whole lot of war.
Yeah. I just... what I've seen on it hasn't done anything.
There's
for
enough
me.
Good action. Hooray. Something tells me that it won't be.
Karen Crow's got another movie coming out soon. It's called We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was let down by Elizabeth Town only because I think that it needed at least one more page one rewrite of the script. Maybe two.
Yeah.
But I have enough faith in Crow that I think he might have been able to pull it off in one. It's a movie that I remember seeing the first. There was like a reel that he put together. It was like 3 minutes of footage set to Elton John's My Father's Gun that was amazing and had me drooling over. It's like, oh my God, this is going to be so amazing. And then what we got was Elizabeth Town, which was a fine and functional, serviceable movie. And had it not been directed by Cameron Crowe,
no one would have given it that much scrutiny.
Yeah, and I probably would have said, you know, that's a really good, you know, first film.
Yeah,
not what I expect from Cameron, who's done so well so often in the past. But this, We Bought a Zoo. I don't know anything about it other than they bought a zoo.
Look what's happening in a year.
Oh, Atlas Shrugged Part One. Oh. They're doing it as a double?
They have to.
Holy. But, I mean, the fact that they're trying to just cram it into one movie and...
There's no guarantee if that's going to be split up, but
yeah.
That's so far what's on the book.
Shiza.
Yes. There was a long talk about Brangelina taking over that, and obviously her playing Dagny and he playing Rourke. Rourke. Wrong hero. Galt, John Galt, but I don't know.
I've got some.
As long as it's not Shia,
yeah.
If it's Shia, then I'm going to jail.
Yeah,
he can't be John Galt. Hear me, universe.
I've got them books on tape for it, and I need to listen to them.
Yes,
but I just reading Ayn Rand is such a
taxing,
and it's such an intimidating thing. Nice, but you know what looks awesome. Have you heard about The War Horse? A World War One movie directed by Steven Spielberg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't need to know anything more about it other than
excellent.
Spielberg busting out a World War One.
Excellent. Excellent.
His name is the most recognized directors in the world. He has the most recognizable director's name on this planet for a reason.
Yes, yes.
Yes. He can be that good.
Yeah.
He can be. And with something like this that is serious and will require... I think that Spielberg's hit an age now where if a movie doesn't require 100% of him immersed in it, then it's not going to get 100%.
Or he has to check his huge for Indiana Jones.
Well, no. The thing is, Indiana Jones, he could direct that in his sleep. Most of these things he can direct without even thinking about
well,
it.
Certainly.
And that's the thing is, like, Indiana Jones, he didn't have to think about it. It's just there. War of the Worlds didn't really have to think about it. It's just there.
It's better than that.
But you give him something that's really... He's, you know, he's Michael Jordan. You put him up against the best team, he's going to bring his best game.
Put him in the Wizards.
And it's... He's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of those people who has such an incredible gift and such an amazing level of talent. And I stand by that. He does. Look at Schindler's List. Look at the fucking style that he uses in Schindler's List. The visual storytelling cues. The
despite use of that hilarious ending.
Wow.
Yeah, I could have saved more
yeah,
with this ring. Why that occurred to you earlier.
I love how everyone... that is where everyone kind of goes. With Liam Neeson's breakdown in the square. Everyone's
I can't help
like,
myself.
That's a little bit much. It kind of derails. It sort of derails there. But Spielberg putting something that's going to take everything he's got, I think we got some problems.
Oh, no. Shit, yeah. Right on.
I hear he's good with the movies.
Yes.
Well, and the fact that it's being released at about the same time as Tonton.
Ah, yes.
Tonton.
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 And Fright Night, the remake, which apparently...
will be hilarious.
What's his face is playing the vampire. Yeah, Colin Farrell. Which
I could buy it.
Is well, it makes perfect sense. But you know, Chris Sarandon played the original, so
yeah,
it's not like we're pissing anybody off.
Mm.
If you're that guy,
right? What do you think of Sucker Punch?
I think that Sucker Punch is just one of those things he put together because he needed to test something out.
Yeah.
And said, well, girl power, anyone? That'll make some money, right?
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
Bring sexy chicks shooting guns so
you
we get
can
both
beat
the
him
men.
Up too. Yeah, get you are powerful with that sword. Yes. And if you had a suit, you could beat up that mean guy. Look what you can do. You are so powerful. You could give them a sucker punch. Steampunk font. You know, it's great. It's like that Alanis Morissette song, the first time you heard it, and you're like, you know, going off about the guy. I'm like, oh, right. Man, this is going to make $1 billion.
And you go, it's Uncle Joey.
So, I think he's testing something out to see what happens. And, but I can't imagine it if it's really bad. I can't imagine getting really pissed off about it.
Yeah.
It's like making fun of, you know, getting pissed off at weekend nachos.
Yeah.
Not ballpark nachos.
Weekend.
But nachos you made yourself in the microwave.
Yeah.
Like, God damn it, why aren't you steak? Well, because you're nachos.
You made fucking nachos. You got some Tostitos and put Velveeta on
them. Hot chick doing cool shit with robots and guns and swords. Well, all right, whatever.
Yeah. How about, what about Source Code? Yeah. That's, again, another one of those things where it's got such a fucking interesting premise.
It does?
Dude, think about it. Yeah, if I told you I wrote a movie about a guy who could get sent back 8 minutes in time to prevent something, and he has multiple attempts at it as he narrows... I'm sorry, that's a cool idea. How is that different from 12 Monkeys on its basic premise? We're sending someone back in time to unravel something in a limited space.
Can I watch 12 Monkeys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're... As he narrows... I'm sorry, that's a cool idea. How is that different from 12 Monkeys on its basic premise? We're sending someone back in time to unravel something in a limited space.
Can I watch 12 Monkeys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're... it's him getting his back up. No. I think it's a concept. It's cool.
No.
Well, it's concept. That's what I said before. It's a concept.
But, no,
cool
I'm
going to
keep his face.
Yeah. The delivery is going to be... who knows? You know, speaking of bad idea that the delivery is going to be shit on.
Winnie the Pooh?
Arthur.
Oh, fuck that thing.
No, let's talk about Arthur. I hear that for the premiere, they're gonna pull dig up Dudley Moore's corpse, and you're going to get to stick things in him.
Look. Let's face it, Arthur fans. The original... It's fine and really funny. Gielgud pretty much brings the laughs once you get past Dudley's either to drink thing.
Yes.
It's not quite the iconic thing that everyone makes it out to be.
No.
It's pretty funny, pretty cute little movie.
Yeah.
But it came around the right time of all of our lives where we built it up to be something that maybe it isn't. But my God, it is now. After this cocksucker gets done with it, I'll be getting that original script tattooed to my back. What a fucking prick. God, that is going to be a nightmare with shoes.
Shoes. I like that. I do. Ooh, a new Tyler Perry movie.
Fuck you, Russell Brand.
You really don't like Russell Brand.
No.
The man does not. It's like me in Field of Dreams.
No, it's like you and fucking Dub.
Bull Durham. God damn it. You even got me on my... I messed up my own resource. Jesus Christ. Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Chipwrecked. Hell yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, I did learn something, though. You know how the movie The Smurfs looks like the worst thing that's ever happened to the world? I learned something that's going to make it worse. You know who's
Snorks?
Know who's going to be playing Brainy Smurf in it?
No.
A Quentin Tarantino.
Destiny doesn't buy a ticket.
Radio's getting cranked to 11, son.
Yeah. You know the remake of Footloose, right?
Oh, yeah. Which I could care less about because I didn't like Footloose very much.
No, me neither.
I don't like dancing, oddly, because I'm not...
Mission Impossible, blah.
Mission Impossible, you know Jeremy Renner's going to be in that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is he the bad guy?
Hopefully. I want to see him get a third Oscar nomination. I want him to pull three in a row, man.
Not going to be for that one.
Yeah, not going to be for that one, definitely. Jeremy's awesome. And he has my favorite moment in any heist movie in the town. Where he takes a sip of the soda.
Yes.
Oh,
that's very good.
God damn.
We forgot to mention this when we were talking about comics, but... Avengers. I think we mentioned this in an earlier show.
I don't know what I think about that.
I think all of it's going to be just fine until the blonde guy shows up.
Which one's that?
Thor.
Oh, Thor, yeah.
I think I can see it all working together. I think.
But who knows?
But I don't know.
Yeah.
Joss Whedon's directing.
Which could go either way.
Exactly. It could go into the time where I thought Joss could do no wrong.
Uh-huh.
Or it could go into the time where Joss did nothing but.
Right.
So, but let's hope that the bad guy, whoever that may be,
right,
is not some big, bad, impossibly huge, giant, epic, massive evil that you couldn't possibly understand, and it's just a guy with a shotgun.
Right.
Right, Joss.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my new favorite title is coming out soon. Piranha 3 Double D.
That's awesome.
Yes. Yes. We are telling you up front what you're getting, baby.
Hey, all right.
3 Double D. Also, apparently Johnny English Reborn. That first movie was funny as balls, man. Funny. I loved that movie. But I don't know. And there, oh, wow, there's going to be a Puss in Boots.
Yeah, there's going to be Dr. Seuss, the Lorax.
Wow.
My question is, how in the fuck did that thing not get made sooner? It's about a guy cutting down all the trees.
Do you watch Archer?
No.
Where there's a bit where they're going through a swamp. They're in a swamp, and he's trying to fish, and he's like, oh, come on, Lana, it's just one trout. Just one trout. Just one tree. He goes, yeah, just one Lorax. I get the point.
Yeah, so that may win fucking awards.
It probably will.
Let's probably not. Should have got on the stick before everyone realized it was all a bunch of bullshit. But
Rise of the Apes. I'm just looking at shit here. Like, God, there's one I'm waiting to.
Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters.
Oh, speaking of, when the fuck did Jane Eyre become a horror story?
I don't know.
Have you seen the previews for this thing?
Yes.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Holy Jesus Christ, the Bronte sisters were never that interesting. Nothing about their shit was interesting at all. Oh my God. I fucking hate that stuff. I hate it like fucking Bull Durham. It's like Juno. I fucking can't stand those writers. Oh, and then Lord Havisham took a walk around saying blah, 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 blah. They're not going to kiss. I don't give a shit. Nothing interesting is going to fucking happen. And it's going to take him 25 pages to tell me nothing happened. Just let me read the Scarlet Letter so I can at
Mr.
least feel better.
Mr. Darcy.
That's
Agent.
Pride and Prejudice.
I
don't know. But fucking Jane Eyre. Yes, now we're going to make it fucking Hot Topic Jane Eyre.
That's right.
What the hell? I don't remember that book very well, probably because I didn't read it. I read parts of it. But if I'd gotten to the point where there was an evil spirit or whatever the shit...
I don't know. I've never
read it. Sam Raimi wacky cam running through the fucking forest after some broad. I might have paid attention, but no.
If you're going to do that, why don't you just go ahead and break me off some House of the Seven Gables. Want to remake something, motherfucker? Make that.
Make fucking...
Hawthorne demands it.
Remake House of Party. Don't go stupid. I mean, make it a haunted house party. You know, that would make more sense than Jane Eyre getting...
Oh, well, certainly.
Spirit stalked.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Newsflash, June 2012.
Uh-huh.
Judd Apatow is going to make a comedy.
Wow. Yep. Is it going to have a poorly written female character in
Probably.
It?
Probably.
Most likely, yes. There's only one movie. I've got this on my list here, and it's the only thing I'm really genuinely looking forward to, and that's Tree of Life.
Mm.
I don't know really what it's about, and I don't want to. I just want to sit in the theater and get blown away by it. Because have you seen the previews for that thing? The two shots that get me the most are the one where they're running through the DDT that's being sprayed, you know, protecting them.
Right.
Yes. No, DDT is not safe because of bullshit. And I love the fact that the book that got it banned has been disproven entirely.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, the reason that we're not all dead from malaria is DDT, but I digress. There's a shot from that preview where the camera's like upside down, pointing at the street, and you've got like shadows running upside down. Oh, wow. And Terrence Malick, I love the way that he says, no, I'm gonna take my time.
Okay. Yeah, that's what he does. That's what it does.
It'll be ready when it's ready. I still want to see the full cut of Thin Red Line. Yeah. Just for nothing else, that I hope that there's another example of Nick Nolte saying, you get that goddamn hell, I tell you, that's a goddamn hell. I want that.
There's a movie called Cracks coming out with Eva Green.
Ooh.
And it doesn't look very good, but the world needs more Eva Green.
Yes, it does. She is pretty.
There's a documentary about the Ponce Family Circus in Mexico. Looks pretty good. But it's a documentary, so who cares?
I started watching...
I'll see it anyway, because it's a documentary.
I started watching The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Mm.
Damn. That is a terrifying group of people.
Really?
Yeah. It's the family of Jesco White, the dancing outlaw.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, it's one of... There's a sheriff who was saying, yeah, there's like five families that if you got rid of them, it would drop our crime rate by 50%, and this is one of them. They are just, it's this crazy family tree of folks who just fight and steal and deal drugs and just, you know, they're like, I have four brothers, three of them are dead.
What is this again?
The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Done.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's on Instant. It's, awesome. Oh my God, it's the hillbilliest, dude. It is the... redneckinest, hillbilliest, like guys sitting there like selling his cousin's Z-bars for $10. No, $3 for a Z-bar. You know, and they go to their mom's birthday party and like break out a joint. And she's like, no, I don't like. And they're sitting there like the 50-year-old siblings are there doing coke and smoking pot, and the mom's on the couch covering her mouth like, I don't want, like, this is the best birthday party anyone's ever had, and it's all for you, Mom. or the woman who gives birth, and they take the baby into the other room like, baby got her medicine, I'm going to get mine. And her sister's on the phone with someone as she's crushing Oxycontin to snort off the bedside table. Like, 20 minutes after
she's over watching it.
Yeah. It's...
Wow.
You've never seen The Dancing Outlaw?
No.
Oh, it's about Jesco White and his father, who are like the tap dancers, the Appalachian tap dancers. This thing, it's like a whimsical Winter's Bone.
Wait a minute. Winter's Bone's about that?
No, Winter's Bone's about Appalachians.
Oh, yeah. Shit!
You didn't know that it's about hillbillies?
No, I just heard, oh, it's a great movie, Well, yeah. No.
Do you know what it's about?
No!
Okay, it's this girl who's living in the Appalachian Hills of Missouri.
Sold.
And she's got, her mother's kind of crazy. And so she, at 17, is raising her younger brother and sister.
Okay.
On and stuff. One day, the sheriff comes to him and says, hey, you know, your daddy's court date is tomorrow. She's like, yeah. He says, he put up your house and land for his bail. And we don't know where he is.
Awesome.
So you have to find him and bring him back, or...
It's your ass, Mr.
You're
Postman.
Losing all of this. Right. And it's this 17-year-old girl who's going into this world of Appalachian meth manufacturers and dealers trying to find her father. And the people who are like, you need to stop asking questions people don't want answered. And it's... And John Hawks fucking owns it.
Ah!
It is amazing.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, but yeah, it's all. It's,
that's all I need to hear. They put that on the fucking tag on the poster. Winter's Bone. It's about Appalachians, Clarkson. Please.
Well, yes, I'll be there then. It's great. You can Redbox it.
It has to address me.
Yes, it has to address you specifically.
Yes.
Yeah, but what about our Clarkson campaign, sir? Are there hills in it?
Continue. Yes.
Then say it's Appalachia. We'll get it from there. Yeah, that's some good. Yeah.
Something else.
Anything else that caught your attention?
Yeah. On my notes here.
I think it's weird that, like, there was a time when I would be looking at the stuff that's coming out going, oh my God, this is all going to be so great. And now I'm like,
no, oh, there's some Paul Giamatti thing called Win-Win that looks like it's only going to be held up by the performance of Paul Giamatti, but then the script will eventually kill it.
Right.
Maybe not. Maybe it'll be like the best thing ever, and I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, who knows?
Chances are... I'm right.
Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Well, there's that.
Bad Teacher.
Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. I hope that's not a remake. He says knowingly.
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. That's what I always forget. Got to say.
No.
Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage.
Maybe.
If it's
Total Recall, the remake in that. 47 Ronin, the remake in that. Yeah, that's right.
Christ.
Yeah. A newborn movie without a born book. And possibly the worst thing on here is Star Wars Episode 1
in 3D. Now, here's the thing. Lucas is doing a blackmail thing on this.
Filmed in Money Vision.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing. He said that if this one makes enough money, he's going to release the other ones after that, which is why he's not starting off with Episode 4.
See you at SummerSlam, brother. Fucking cut a promo on me, yeah. George.
Yep. The thing is, if he'd release Episode 3, 4, 5, and 6 in 3D, everyone would go see him, and then he'd release the prequels, and no one would go see him. But if he holds this up there, the fucking fanboys are going to run out to see it again. George Lucas needs to write a book called The Science of Making People Pay for the Same Thing Over and Over Again.
I think he's a pro wrestling fan.
Yeah,
it's got to be. He and Vince McMahon get together. Madgate.
I told one of my students about that 70-minute long Episode 1 review. Yes. Have you seen it? And he went and watched it. He came back. He's like, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Said, yes, it is. He was a senior, everyone, by the way. He's 18. So it's all right that I told him about this. I love that shit, dude. But Lucas,
yeah.
Does that sum it up?
Pretty much. That and, yeah. Yeah.
So.
And they're making, and they're made Red Riding Hood?
Yeah. I don't understand that. But.
So.
Last summer, at least, you know, we had The Town and Inception to get me really pumped about movies coming out. Now, I mean, you've got, like, Your Highness, Danny McBride.
Adjustment Bureau that came out today.
Uh-huh. That looks interesting.
Philip K. Dick's short story, The Adjustment Team, which is the first time, I think, that someone said, you know, Philip K. Dick's story title? I think it sounds better if you put Bureau. And even Philip would look up and go... You're right. Why did I think of that?
Yeah. I have a
question. He wasn't a replicant, and then he goes back to the grave.
Is there going to be a scene where, in this movie, where Matt Damon gets a pair of Converse shoes and says, ooh, vintage, 1999.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Oh, and they're doing the Girl with the Dragon. David Fincher's directing Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. American with Rooney Mara playing the broad from the beginning of Social Network playing the girl. But the guy, and I told my friend who's read the books this, Daniel Craig's playing the guy, and she's like, that's exactly who I pictured in the books. So,
all right.
Good books. It'll be interesting. I just wish that they'd had the balls to call it what it go with the original title, Men Who Hate Women.
Yeah.
But you can't have everything. Well, I think it'll be interesting, so. If nothing else.
There's a bunch of other crap that I just didn't. Anything
that you think is worth talking about?
Game of Thrones is coming out soon on HBO.
Game of Thrones. Yeah. Oh, did you see they're making a movie about the original crime family? A series, The Borgia. No. That could be fascinating, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about like
okay.
The Tudors doesn't have enough humping in it.
Yeah. Followed by the Huns. This week on the Huns.
That's what's great about the Assassin's Creed game. Assassin's Creed 2, there's a point where you get to kill the Borgia Pope. Which is pretty sexy, man.
That is pretty sexy.
And you get to kill him in St. Peter, Sistine Chapel.
Whoa.
You get to kill him in the Sistine Chapel. That's sexy. You know what I call that? Winning.
Winning.
Duh.
That is winning.
God.
That's bio-winning.
That is bio-winning. That is fuck Vatican Sorcerer Assassin.
Every time,
man.
I say I'm not going to play video games again, something like that happens.
Dude, you would dig the Assassin's Creed, man. You would love it.
Yeah, I hear there's a lot of Templars and stuff.
Yeah, and you get to kill a bunch of Italians. Hmm? Yeah, the second one, you kill all manner of Italians.
Why?
Not that it's necessarily a good thing, because you're in Italy, and you're an assassin. Oh! What else are you going to do?
I don't know. I've never played a game, so I don't want to know. I didn't know.
The first
I
one
was in the Holy Land for
the first one is. The second one's in Italy. The first one is Holy Land, yeah. Oh, you get to kill your way through Venice. It's hot. Ah,
that's pretty cool.
Sexy. So.
Kill my way through Mexico.
Well, I think that about brings us to the end here. So,
Dachau.
Yeah, bring them all back to life. Winning. Yes, that's fun. So. Check us out.
Newsflash, I'll never be one of you.
Wow. Thefilmthugs.com, filmthugs@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook.
Please.
Please. And
it's getting kind of stupid now.
Yes, it really kind of is. And, yeah.
Yes.
So that's what's coming out soon, and most of it doesn't look good.
See you at the pictures.
Well, that was certainly a stirring look into the world of tomorrow and the wonders that we will all be receiving in the days to come. Clip-wise, I used stuff from a bunch of trailers. Thor, Rubber, Arthur, X-Men, First Class, and Jane Eyre. Started off with the White Stripes, My Doorbell, ending up with T-Rex's 21st Century Boy. 20th Century Boy. What the fuck am I talking about? Sorry. Check us out on Facebook. Check out the website. You know where to find us, thefilmthugs.com, email thefilmthugs@gmail.com, but go check us out. Facebook's a pretty reliable place to go. Anyway, next week we're doing a directional show that is finally living up to a promise that I made to a couple of people. Directional's all I'm giving you, let's see if you can guess it. Until then, you guys stay beautiful and keep on winning.
Here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Oh, who the fuck are you? I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.